kids are sure limber. I remember when I finally got my son to stop biting his nails. I just made him put on his shoes.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
One of the bonuses of doing a radio program is reading letters, mostly from grown-ups and some from children. This one came today. Hi, my name is Maggie. I am the youngest. I have three older sisters, a dog named Daisy, two cats, one named Autumn, and one named... And here, I can't quite tell what Maggie has written. It may be Donut Nog. I've consulted handwriting experts, and the jury is still out. But Maggie continues, I have a turtle named Happy and some fish. I like your jokes. I like to tell jokes. Here's one. Why did the sheep cross the road? To see his best friend. Thanks, Maggie. I have her beautiful note complete with her stick figure illustrations hanging on my office door. I've also learned that a boy named Chris named his goldfish after me. Its official name is Phil. I'm honored. Well, five of our grandkids just started school. I hope they'll learn well. We could use an influx of wisdom these days, couldn't we? Teachers would agree, I think. One asked her kids to finish popular proverbs, like, better to be safe than sorry. A little guy wrote, better to be safe than punch a fifth grader. Don't bite the hand that looks dirty. Strike while the bug is close. A penny saved is not much. Two's company, three is... the Musketeers. Laugh and the whole world laughs with you. Cry and you have to blow your nose. Children should be seen and not grounded. When the blind lead the blind, get out of the way. Well, actually, those are the words of Jesus in Matthew 15. When the blind lead the blind, both will fall into a pit. Seems to me there's plenty of that going on these days. The English poet Samuel Coleridge was often criticized. He once responded this way to a critic who sent him a poem. Sir, I admit your general rule that every poet is a fool, but you yourself may serve to show it that every fool is not a poet. One day Coleridge had a visit from a man who did not believe children should be given any instruction at all on matters relating to God and faith, that a child's mind should not be prejudiced in any direction, so that when he or she grew up, they could decide what path they wanted to choose. Their own truth, if you will, free from external influences. Coleridge said nothing, but later asked his visitor if he would like to see his garden. The man said he would, and Coleridge took him out to the garden where only weeds were growing. The man looked at Coleridge in surprise and said, "You call this a garden? There's nothing but weeds growing here." "Well, you see," answered Coleridge, "I did not wish to infringe upon the liberty of the garden in any way. I was just giving the garden a chance to express itself and to choose its own production." Well, kids grow like weeds, but that doesn't mean we should raise them like one. Paul wrote to the Ephesians, "Children, obey your parents, because you belong to the Lord, for this is the right thing to do. This is no law without logic, no rule without a reason. The reason? If you honor your father and mother, things will go well for you, and you will have a long life on the earth. Like a garden, children thrive under the cultivation of godly values, the nurturing of relationships, and the pruning of discipline. I'm not talking about authoritarian parenting, about spraying Roundup, but about the sweet compost of grace, truth, and plenty of prayer, which more often than not produces the kind of children you and other people will want to be around. Kids like Maggie and Chris, and the boy who finished a popular proverb this way, there is no fool like... Uncle Eddie.
Here at Laugh Again, we combine humor with a deeper purpose. As one listener wrote, "Phil, I love your humor and the truths you beautifully incorporate into your stories. This ministry centers on sharing the hope, joy, and truth of Jesus. Our goal isn't just laughs, but turning hearts towards the only one who can wipe our tears for good." Want to join this mission? Support us with a financial gift today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.